PFT Media.
Now what you gonna do with it? 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 I'll put that brick in your face. Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it?
Are the numbers going?
The numbers are going, which means we are recording officially the maiden voyage of the Lima Criterion. What I, if I'm not mistaken, and you can look it up on the iPad, it's maiden voyage means, or on your phone.
Yes.
You fucking millennial.
Look up on the machine.
On the iPhone.
The iPhones, the one, isn't the FaceTime?
Look it up on the FaceTime.
You can do your intro, or you're just going to keep...
My intro's recorded. I'm just doing it. What intro?
You got to do the intro in the beginning.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Lima Criteria. Yeah. I am Pedro Lima. Joining me on this episode, it is Obligatory Podcast owns Kermit Gonzalez.
Hey, now.
And TikTok baby famous Brie.
Hello, I have a lot of bots following me, so that means I'm famous.
Ooh. You got Russian bots?
Oh, no, Indians.
Indian nice. Bots?
Indians.
Do they try and hit on you?
Nope.
No, they're polite.
No. Well, if it's TikTok. Like, Instagram, they just go, like, show Bob and
Vigari. I hate that I'm not knowledgeable on TikTok, so I'm like, yeah, TikTok. Face drop.
It's like all the kids move to TikTok.
Yeah, because Facebook is considered old now.
Oh, yeah.
It's old people's stuff.
Well, yeah. My grandmother has a fucking
Facebook.
Well,
like, I love it because I get news, but that's just me. That's just like, oh, gosh, what's going
on? You get your
news
from Facebook?
Dude, that's all my news feed is just all daily news and then, like, what's going on in the world. And so I catch up.
You know they got other outlets for that, right, Kermit?
Yeah, it's called cable, which I don't want to pay.
No, dude. You got Apple. You could set up your Apple News thing.
No, it's not as fun. Because okay. I do want.
It's the same thing. It's
not the same thing. Because
you're getting it from the direct source.
Yeah, you're not
CNN,
getting it from like Karen,
Fox,
at the essential oils.
Karen, tell me about the news today.
Honestly, if I see another kid get a vaccine, I swear to God, Jessica, I might just have to euthanize them because these vaccines are toxic. They're filled with these carcinogens. You know what a carcinogen is? Death. I don't want my kid.
That's where you're getting the news from, Kermit. You're getting it from Karen.
Karen?
You're getting it from Karen from the fucking from the oil boutique. Don't hit the table, goddammit.
Whatever, man. Look, I get my news. That's where I get my news from. It's Facebook.
It's like a free essential oil.
Oh, man. We've been trying to get this podcast going for a while. It's going to be a different type of podcast. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, what happened to Devils in the Details? That's still in the running. That still might come back. Dan's working on some things. We had a lot of fun doing that show. I really enjoyed that show. But I figured I want to do something where I can be a little bit extra silly or serious. I can talk sports. I can do a podcast in Spanish if I want.
And lose subscribers, but that's cool.
Yeah. No, you get new subscribers. Gary V said, no.
Wait, what?
You don't know who Gary V is either? Why are you in the internet if you don't know the players on the internet?
Who's Gary V?
Gary V. Brianna, tell who Gary V is.
Doesn't know because I put $10 right down the
really?
Table.
You don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is?
Without looking it up.
He's one of these motivational guys.
Gary Vincent Nelson of the
Gary
who was
Vaynerchuk. Vaynerchuk.
Does he have a podcast? I want to listen to it.
Gary Vaynerchuk?
Yes. You've seen him.
Oh, that's that Russian dude?
Yeah, yeah. He started with wines and
he's like very angry all the time.
He's not angry.
He's like
you better hustle. Don't listen to people. Do your thing.
I've never seen this
fucking
man in my life.
When someone ruins you, you don't go back and fucking give him another chance. You keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Like that guy?
Yeah,
I know he's him. Okay, I got it.
That guy.
Now I know
it. You get to learn from different people and
people be like, but I have no clothes or a job or family to feed. You go the fuck out there and you do what you need to do to make money.
Start flipping shit. What are you wasting time on?
I lost my legs in the... You fucking crawl.
You go.
I'm like, all right, Jesus. And then they'll be like,
"You think anybody gives a shit? You don't got legs."
He's seen the video where the news is like, "Why do you always curse?" He's like, "Cause I fucking love to." I'm like, "All right." I was like, oh, "Okay." The news channel's just like, "All right, and just beat this guy."
My Gary V, we're ready for you. But yeah, it's just going to be different things. And if you like it, cool. If you don't like it, I'm pretty sure there's 17 billion other podcasts you can try out.
You can stumble on ours.
Yeah, feel free. Yeah, we'll do some crime drama.
Yeah, you can Brianna
will do some podcast by herself sometimes if I don't feel like doing a podcast. And you don't know what's inside this crazy fucking mind of this chick.
I could just pretend you're here and it could just be like... Oh, right. So, like, Dad, what were you going to talk about? Oh, my God. That makes so much sense.
See? She's ready. She's ready. Good. She's ready. Good to go.
Good Lord.
All right. Now, the reason we all gather here.
We gather here today
because we came across some phenomenal audio.
Oh, we're going right into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys could not wait. Huh? Oh, there's no build-up. There's no other
topics. We've been dying at this man's motivational tactics.
Oh, my God. For the longest time. Foaming at the mouth to get me over here.
Frothy.
There's a certain line where I couldn't breathe. And it was
your dad
dying.
Called me on Tuesday or something.
The day you sent it.
Yeah, he's like, when can you come over here? I'm like, I can't till 30. You can't come earlier? I was like, no. And then here you go. I was like, stop. Thursday, right? Yeah, I'm going to hang up because I don't want to talk to you anymore. Okay.
And it is so great. So the story goes. The world famous Palace Dojo of Kermit, they do like a day camp there.
Yeah, I run a summer camp for 10 weeks.
So apparently one kid got busted by grabbing, I guess, like a cigarette butt from the ground.
Oh, Black and Miles.
A Black and Miles from the ground.
Yeah, little
plastics. Little plastic thing?
Yeah.
And he puts it in his mouth, pretend that he's smoking. You know, kids are curious and they're going to do stupid things.
He was doing it for a laugh. He's that kid.
It got into Master Kermit Senior's.
He caught him.
Attention. Oh, he caught him.
Yeah, Pops caught him.
Oh, I thought somebody snitched on the kid.
Like someone was telling, and then my dad looked, and then he saw him, he flicked it. Like, it was like, nope. And then you got caught.
Oh, it's too late. And he didn't call him by name, but. This is the, are you going to play the after?
What you're going to hear right now is kind of like the tail end because. I'm kind of disappointed in myself. I didn't like snap to, but because I was such in shock because we're at the park first. Right. So he kind of reprimanded him at the park.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, whatever. So, you know, it is what it is.
Another thing you told me is he does this. He goes on tangents.
Like, he can easily do a 30-minute set at improv, and people be, like, lighting him, and you just keep on going. You're like,
light.
Yeah, just so we get back to the school from the park, and the kids are kind of just, like, on their tablet. Just kind of, like, we're just kind of, like, downside. Just, like, hanging out because we're tired. We just came from the pool. I need everybody to come over here. Everybody come over here. So I'm thinking, all right, he's just going to go over tomorrow's field trip.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
So you're just sitting there playing
Candy
Crush on your phone.
I'm literally just sitting at the desk, like, kind of like, what?
Okay.
Like, because every time we come to the pool, we're just dead. The heat and everything. We're like, ugh. Yeah. All right. So I need everybody to come over here. And then he goes into an epic rant about why it is bad to put things in your mouth that you find in the street.
Yeah.
All right. Now I don't want to give out the main thing.
Yeah.
But
let's play a snippet because he starts going in there, and then all of a sudden Kermit goes, "Why am I not recording this?"
Like the light bulb popped, and I ran to my phone, and I'm like. Like, I was like, I'm not going to videotape. I'm just going to audio record it.
All right.
Boom.
Just be ready to pause it on certain things.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Here we go. Let's see if it plays.
And all the malicious diseases. Did we learn something today?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry? Hepatitis is a disease.
Stop. Stop.
Stop.
So.
There's no transition. There's no like.
There's no soft blow.
Explain to you. It's just.
Hepatitis. Gonorrhea.
So what you guys didn't hear is that was like the whole like, you see this? If you put this in your mouth, you're gonna get hepatitis. And then that was like the rant. Like he just kept like he kept throwing it out like Pee Wee's Playhouse. Like, yeah. Like the secret word is hepatitis.
Yay!
Like he kept doing that. So then I just ran to the and then so what you're catching right now is a tail end. Uh-huh. And then that's when the kid asked, like, "What's hepatitis?"
And then here you go. I rewind. Just rewind it a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, 15 seconds.
15 seconds. This is the beginning. Go ahead. Play.
You can learn something today.
Okay, coughing with hepatitis.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry? Hepatitis is a disease that gets into your bloodstream, okay? And pretty much it starts killing your immune system, your blood cells.
I have another one.
You can't hear. No.
That's another kid time. We got another kid there that's a doctor. That means you can't hear. Whoa. I bet you $10 your father doesn't know what that is called.
The hearing loss?
Yes.
Yeah, no, he doesn't know it. Okay. He doesn't know
it's
what's going
on. Tinnitus.
And I'm pretty sure he doesn't really know what hepatitis is either. So.
It gets into your bloodstream.
I like the kid that called me like, oh, he has hepatitis. Like, hepatitis.
He got hepatitis.
So the kid asks, oh, no, the kid's like, I know what it is. It means you can't hear. Then my dad kind of.
No, it's different.
My dad's like, no. All right. Let me hold up.
Because a week from now, okay?
Here we go.
I don't need to hear nothing else about that.
Are we one more? Are we one more?
System, your blood cell.
I have another one. That means
you can't hear. No, that's not hearing loss. That's completely different.
It's hearing loss.
Dr. MacGyver.
Dr. MacGyver.
Okay. I don't need to hear nothing else about that. So, if you put this in your mouth today, you know who you are. You better tell your parents. Because a week from now, they need to take you to see a doctor and do a blood test on you. Because we don't know if this person has hepatitis or not. If the person has hepatitis, you just got it.
Are you raising your hand?
We've heard this so many times.
This is our favorite part.
You draw your blood, and they look at your blood cells and see if there's something wrong with your blood, and that's when they find out if you have all the disease. That's what a blood test is. Okay? Understood?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sean.
That was it. What? You missed something.
You missed something.
No, you missed something.
All right, hold on. We got to go back.
You just skipped our
Yeah, you skipped
our
favorite.
Like you guys are so excited. I was like, what's going on here?
That's the part. Rewind it. Rewind it.
They need to take you to see
a doctor. That's the kid raising his hand. Here comes the hard-hitting question.
Because we don't know if this person has hepatitis or not. If the person has hepatitis, you just got it. Yes, sir. What, you got a question?
Yes, please.
What is it? Listen, I'm not
going to
get into the medical terms.
I don't want to get into the medical terms. He just put the fear of a disease these kids can't even spell. You got hepatitis. And a week from now, you got to go get a blood test. And you know who you are. You got a question?
What's a blood test?
I don't need to be talking about medical terms. Hepatitis. He just steamrolled
right over
the hepatitis thing in there.
Someone that coughed in the beginning.
So yeah, that's my lovely dad.
That reminded me is like in your school, do they still do like presentations about like the dangers of cigarette smoking.
Listen, a kid like jewels in our class in front of our teacher. They just don't.
They jewels?
Yeah, but what's worse is I get major headaches from it, and he's forced to sit near the teacher's desk.
Did you turn off your mic? No.
She pointed down.
Okay.
He sits right behind my desk, and then right behind his desk is the teacher's desk, so he can't move because he's one of those troublemakers. But whenever she turns her back, he blows a fat cloud and then blows it right in my back, and I just go, huh? I get confused every time, and I didn't figure out. I thought it was, like, allergies, and then, like, on the second to last day, I figured out, oh, it's jewel smoke.
Nothing like the room smelling like cotton candy every day. Yeah. Just
that kid will get hepatitis.
if you share
that jewel, you get hepatitis. Because I remember having the cigar speak and the doctor or somebody doing the presentation showing us a black lung.
Yeah.
And then pass it along. Everybody's passing.
Pass it along. Oh, take a bite if you want, Jeff.
No, don't take a bite.
You know, it's in a bag. So I stumbled on YouTube Disney, like 24/7 old school Disney cartoons.
Uh-huh.
And there's a cartoon of Donald Duck. I don't know if you guys ever seen this. It's Donald Duck, and he has a Huey, Louie, and
Dewey.
Yeah. So they buy cigars. And they're going to give it to Donald for his birthday.
Uh-huh.
But Donald finds the cigars, doesn't see the note. So Donald gets pissed and then feeds the kids cigars.
Oh.
And he forces them to smoke it. And then there's another scene in it where the kids are in the treehouse and Donald's like,
Yeah, he has a speech impediment.
Yeah, and he puts smoke in the treehouse and he's smoking all, and the kids are trying to like not smoke. They're spitting it out. And he goes, no, you want to smoke? You're going to smoke. And, and all the kids are watching this. And all the kids are just like, what the
hell? And then at the end, they find a letter.
Right. At the end, he finds a letter. And then they just end the episode. Like, beep. That was it. Like, you're like, oh, no. And then the kids just look at
it. I just poisoned my nephews.
And then so the kids are looking at it and go, Sensei, so did the ducks die? I was like, pretty close.
No.
I honestly thought you were going to talk about the Donald Duck in which he literally, like, serves Hitler. I thought you were going to talk about that.
No, that's not real.
That's not real. That's fake. Look how photoshopped the book is.
Brianna,
the colors are way off.
Jeff Yerher's face. It's from 1943.
No.
8 minutes long.
Okay.
It was animated by anti-Nazi propaganda, produced by Walt Disney's Productions and released in 1943 by RKO.
So you're saying Donald Duck was a Hitler sympathizer?
Of course.
Okay.
I guess anyone that doesn't wear pants, you gotta keep an eye on them. I'm just gonna wear a shirt and a hat today. All right.
Like, has no Huey, Dewey, and Louie are his nephews.
Yeah.
Where's the mother
and
father?
Disney kills all the mothers or parents for some reason.
They kill all the mothers.
No, Daisy's a mother.
No. What? Daisy's not the mother.
Daisy's the girlfriend.
Daisy's Donald's
Daisy's the fat wife.
Oh.
Not fat wife. She's fucked. She still look good.
No, a thought.
She can get it.
That hole over there.
A thought. Oh,
yeah, I learned that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I had to look it up. I was like, what does this mean? T-H-O.
Segment in which I teach you, like,
teach me lingo?
Well,
we learned thought.
When I saw thought, I thought they messed up. Yeah, I thought they, I was like, yo, who's thought? That's not how you spell that, you assholes. It's an A in there. There's no O. And it was like,
no. No, sensei.
No,
sensei.
No.
Today, Kermit sends me a video.
What did I send you?
One of his students wants to show his artwork.
Jesus.
And it's as a matter of fact, let me show it to Brianna and let's see Brianna's reaction to this.
So
don't tell her what it is yet.
I'm scared.
So pretty much we have arts and crafts at the school.
I'm so scared.
And no one told him to draw this. All
right,
so
I believe you with whatever fear is happening.
Look at Sancho over here. Look how happy he looks. you want to explain it? What it looks like?
No, look at his face. Tell him, get out of here.
Get out of here.
A decapitated Sonic
with dripping blood
with
out of
dripping
his head.
Blood, and he shows it with such pride.
Oh, he's so excited.
Like, hey,
I've seen so many. that's a certain style. I've always seen like children drawing Sonic, and it's always that version of Sonic, just beheaded, tortured. They don't like Sonic at all.
Why is Sonic being beheaded?
Because why? I don't know why he's doing it. He just
because
you
say it's a style. Did you ever do anything morbid like that when you started drawing? Did you do anything with decapitation or? I know you've done arms missing and shit like that.
Yeah, I've done arms missing. I've done like
everyone
bleeding.
Does this.
Yeah,
I did decapitation,
but not that graphic.
But
I never did. I never did Super Mario fucking decapitated. You know what I mean?
I did a couple like weird kind of like. Remember in the movie Popcorn Clowns?
Popcorn Clowns.
The clowns that were they're
the killer clowns from outer
killer
space.
Clowns from outer space.
Yes.
When I saw that, I was very like clown death drawings for a while.
I hate clowns. Yeah, movie was so campy but good.
The cotton candy scene is my favorite.
Oh yeah,
scene.
When they put the strong.
The costumes at that time were on point though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you look at those like man, those for the time, those costumes for those clowns were on point. Like just moving around, and I don't know. At the time,
no, it's great. But, go ahead.
The decapitation thing. I never did it with like any other like characters.
Did you ever draw your mom decapitated?
Okay, so you do family members.
No. Okay, Ted Bundy. What's wrong with you?
I just want to know if you.
Why would I go?
Ted Bundy did drawings like that.
You ever get upset? Animals. Do you ever get upset with your mom or me and draw us in unfavorable?
First of all, it's too like that's so much effort because then I'll have to go. Hey, stay still.
She thought about it and she's like,
"It's too much
it's
effort.
Too much. I gotta like change the.
You
color.
Could have just gotten a picture.
I'll just think of like a slap and then I'll be like, no, I'll get hurt worse. I know.
You ever slapped your dad? You ever hit your dad?
No. You're crazy.
Out of anger?
Do you see how built he is?
That's fine.
Do
doesn't you matter.
See, look.
Doesn't matter. Anger
that's
takes,
just fat.
Anger takes over right sometimes.
No, my kids are not suicidal.
Well, I mean, like compared to
did
me,
you ever hit your dad?
Oh, did I?
Did you?
Oh, yes.
That's why he's rich.
Really?
That's why I'm not rich.
That's why
I work with him. I can't be rich if I work with my dad.
When's the last time you hit your dad? 12?
Oh, I probably hit my dad ago. When I was like 12 minutes ago.
10?
I was in high school, so probably like 9th grade, 10th grade.
Really? Ooh. You decided to, you tested the water.
I tested the waters. He just came back from Korea too.
Oh,
he was gone. So he kind of came in and I was kind of like, I'm the man.
I'm the man of the house. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, like you've been gone. And I remember, I didn't hit him. I did the palm push like hard in his chest. And then, dude, he started off the ass whooping with a roundhouse kick to my stomach.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I remember in the living room, he kicked me in my stomach. I buckled back and then I threw a punch, but I didn't know how to really fight at the time.
Uh-huh.
I threw
and
a punch.
And you're also 4 feet three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I punched him in his like his gut. He had a six pack probably that time because he was from fresh out of Korea.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to unleash the Street Fighter combo on that ABAB. Strong kick. Strong
kick.
Dude. You got a whole ass
section.
I remember he stopped because I balled up. I just balled up. And he says, I don't even remember what he said. And then he just walked off. And that was it.
Did you guys
the last time.
Did you guys talk about it afterwards?
Nah, he's bottled it up.
You guys never talked about
it?
Nah,
man. I've been raised to be like, all the fights between my dad and like everything that's gone, like I don't know. For me, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't, but it's not something.
Like okay, if I talk about it, people be like, "Oh, that's crazy." But like in my head, I'm going, "It's normal."
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying. Okay, it's not something that you just want to bring. Hey, pops, remember that time?
Yeah,
you
know, no, I wouldn't.
I want to apologize.
If we did, I'll laugh. Well, we just crack up. About
yeah,
it.
But if now you sit back on it and be like, "Hey, pops, you know, I just want to."
I do remember one time, this is when Nacho Libre came out. And you know the scene, like, get that corn out of my
never
face.
Never seen that movie. Never.
No way.
I know about it. Never seen it.
I'm not a Jack Black kind of like.
Doesn't matter. Sit down and watch it. It has a moment.
Does it?
Yes. There's a lot of scenes. Well, there's a scene where this guy buys Jack Black, the character, Sancho or whatever, corn on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets real mad. He's like, get that corn out of my face. And he slaps the corn. It goes on the floor and they fight. Well, that was like the ongoing joke in my head. So we're at Thanksgiving and my dad's eating something And I was like, what's that? He goes, blah, blah. Get that corn out of my face. And I slap it. And he unloads. And then here we go. Another two-punch combo and a kick.
Hadouken, yeah. Hadouken.
And he gets all pissed and storms. That was the last time I really pissed off my dad.
How old were you?
I was an adult. I was probably like in my...
Grown-ass.
Yeah, like 26, 27.
No shit,
yeah,
Kermit.
Yeah. I lost it there. I thought it'd be hilarious. Oh. And like, I did it just to see my sister laugh. I was like, watch this. And she's like, no. And it was like, get that crap out of my fist.
Not for nothing. The attempted murders that I've avoided...
for these ones?
No, my father. No. My father.
I'm too weak.
My father, it was so everything I would do was to make my sister laugh.
Okay.
Everything I would do is just, I just love to make people laugh. So my father, sometimes he gets so excited and he starts talking like Scooby-Doo.
All right. All right.
He just gets angry. And he's like, what the fuck are you saying? And stuff like that. So one time I just pushed it a little bit too much. Yo, this man, we had a crucifix. It was made out of stone. Grabbed it, threw it. It grazed my face by like an inch. When I look to the side, this man is coming at me like a silverback. I run to the kitchen. I hide behind my mother. This motherfucker grabbed the chair and threw it. My mother stops the chair. And she's yelling, like, she yells at him to bring him back, too, because he's blacked out.
He's in red zone.
He's enraged, like fucking Winston. You know what Winston in Overwatch?
He's in rage mode.
Yeah. Just, Kike! Huh? Just wakes up from this fucking trance. I told him not to fuck with me.
That's a classic line. I told him not to fuck with me.
I told him not to fuck with me.
That's the classic line.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got a lot of good stories of fighting with my dad.
Jesus, dude.
It's just a catalog. We could be here all night.
But that first one, dude, you got him fresh from the war.
Fresh from the war. Probably off a Korean on the way to the
I'm on buckets. Just like, you know, dripping in PTSD.
And I'm over here going,
Now's a good time.
Yeah. I think he was yelling at me because of my grades. I was really F up in school. I was horrible.
Oh yeah?
Jeez. I'm surprised.
I can't afford that.
See, you know what? I feel like nowadays you guys have more like goals. Like back then I didn't have any goals. Like
no, it's everybody is different because I've seen these kids. These kids have I had it's hard because yeah, you know what? You're right. Let me take that back.
I didn't have any no one showed me like this is what you
all
can
these
become.
Kids
like you have so much outlets to be like look you can do this
yeah
and me I'm just like you can cut grass I'm like man I don't care about life like this is like whatever I'm gonna go do whatever I want to do
yeah I mean Brianna's circle of friends they're all very smart but they have
most
goals
kids
and
are
stuff
now
like
though
that.
Because nobody wants to be a bum like being a loser or like a douchebag degenerate is not cool.
But isn't it weird that okay, so then you get all these people that will go to school, go to UCF, right? And you and me seen this a lot.
Okay.
They graduate, they have a diploma from a college.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do stand up.
Oh, they
and they give everything up because they're going to pursue stand up.
May I interject?
Oh, okay. No. What are you about to say?
Yes to that for males. Whenever I see stand-up, it's always like the same, like, oh, 30, 40, divorce. They have to be divorced.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, 90% of their comedy is from being divorced and how, like, the single life is the best life. I'm getting so much. Like, it's never funny because it's the same thing over again. It's like, I'm single now, so if you want my number after the show.
Who's married? Who's married?
Yeah. Who's married? I'm not.
look how happy they are.
Yeah. You hear that happy? Oh, yeah, this is funny. It's the hackiest thing, but I remember doing that.
Oh, all of us have done it. Actually,
I remember doing it.
Because everyone, always my headliner did it. So I don't do it.
Where my divorce people at? That's only three of them. See how loud they were? Yeah. Only three of them. I asked how many people I'm married. You guys clapped like somebody hit a par. Yeah. Like somebody made a birdie. You guys did like a golf clap. I said, who's divorced? They're like, yeah! Like, that's freedom. That's joy.
That's pretty funny that you... what's your age again? Sorry. How old are you?
15.
And you have already, like... You have already foreseen the pattern of comedy of way the comedians go.
Dude.
That's pretty funny.
When I took her to the last...
I'm afraid to ask. Have you seen me on stage? I'm like, oh, no.
No, okay, I don't think she has.
All right, good. But none of my jokes are like that.
But no.
I don't do jokes like that, so it doesn't matter.
The last show at the Improv, there was a lot of female comedians. And
yeah.
We were watching
it. That's cool.
And it's like, it was kind of cool because... I was telling her, it's like, you can tell she's new. You can tell, you know, she has good presence.
Yeah.
Her material is good, but she doesn't know how to present it. This one, she already has a character kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, then there was the...
Are you drinking an empty can?
No. there's something. Something. I want to take a sip.
I know, he's trying
to... But I'm mid-sentence.
He's been trying to talk and drink at the same time. It doesn't work.
And the women of comedy. It's just...
ASMR.
Are you done?
Oh, wait, hold on.
There you go. Jeez.
Oh.
Are you going to burp?
No. Aww. That's disgusting, bro.
What do you mean disgusting?
Me and my friends do funny ASMR, like...
Oh, that's so gross. It's annoying already. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. I don't like
it. I enjoy it.
I don't want to look at you doing that either. I enjoy it. No. Ugh, gross. Stop. I'm going to throw something. I'm going to throw this barbecue sauce at your face. It's so weird. Where are we on this?
We went down the rabbit hole of weirdness.
We did. We started with, we were just going to do 50 minutes. We did half an hour.
Oh. Didn't even feel like it.
15
right?
minutes?
Yeah. How
no
much?
Way you could do 15 minutes.
How much?
15 minutes, really?
I know.
There's no way. Yeah. You and me talk too much, and then you throw her in the mix. It's way too much.
I know. Yeah. It's insane. No, all right, we'll end this podcast.
We can keep going. I'm just saying.
No. We'll end it, and we'll
start a new one.
We'll start a new one.
But you don't say that. Now you got to edit all that out.
I don't give a shit.
They'll never know.
The illusion.
Oh, yes. It's going to be different. It's going to be a different day.
Maybe we could say this. And then, like, 2 weeks later, release the other part. And then they'll
You're
be like, wait a minute.
You're supposed to do that.
Wait.
Like, we got to go change clothes now when we do the next one.
Yeah. We'll change seats.
We got to change seats.
Hey, how was your weekend? Blah, 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 blah.
What's the week next week? Got to make sure the date's on point.
No, we're not doing it by dates. That's another thing. I'm not going to pretend. These are going to be recorded. Maybe I record 5 in one day. And then I slow release.
As long as you don't do current events, you're good.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah. We just evergreened these motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Give me feedback on all social media, Rican Gorilla on Instagram, Rican Gorilla on Facebook. Check me out on PFT Media. This will be distributed through them. Big ups to Chris Crespo for always being supportive and letting me take a long ass hiatus. Thank you, Kermit. For
anytime,
any audio.
There'll be more to come. Trust me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We got a field trip.
We're recording this out of my kitchen from a Zoom, because I can't figure out the mixer yet. But we will. And Brianna, thank you for living here.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Later.
Adios.